What a privilege. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Thank y'all for the singing tonight. It's a blessing. Brother Randy Daniel in the house. Any close kin? Teachers? Are y'all teachers here? Well, children, I guess y'all can go to your classes. If you don't have a teacher, come back up here and wave a flag at us and we'll get you somebody. We're having a work day tomorrow afternoon. If you can get here, men, by about 5:30, basically all we have to do is pressure wash the benches down and the choir area and dry those benches off a little bit. Everything else is in pretty good shape. So I told them in the prayer room, you men that are a long distance off, don't worry about coming. I know there's enough young men close by that'll be here. All y'all folks that live way off, say hallelujah. Now, gas is high, and I know we ain't got a whole lot to do. So if you live close by, try to be here about 5:30, and it shouldn't take an hour and a half to get it all done. Camp meeting starts Sunday, so I'll be praying. And that the Lord would help us, help the preachers. Ask God to hedge our church in. And we've seen a lot of troubles come during camp meeting time before, so we need the Lord's help. We need His mercy. All right, if you've got your Bibles tonight, Brother Ken is away preaching. And so I desire your prayers tonight as I try to give you what the Lord's laid on my heart tonight. If you want to stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God. John chapter 14. Brother Tim said this is a mighty good crowd for a Wednesday night. What got into y'all? I hope it's a good dose of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need. In John chapter number 14, we'll start reading about verse number 19. Jesus speaking said, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I'll love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Father in heaven, Lord, we come humbly before you just now, Lord. God, a needy people, Lord, and a needy preacher, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, you'd give me unction, Lord. God, I know, Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord, that God, you laid this word upon my heart, Lord, and I pray, God, now that your will would be done, Christ would be lifted high, holy, and glorified in this place tonight. We love you. We thank you for all you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, we humbly pray, amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm interested in verse 27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." And I want to talk, preach, teach whatever a little while tonight on this subject, the gift of His peace. This word peace is mentioned over 100 times in the New Testament. There are many different ways it's used. There's the peace of God, there's peace with God, there's an individual peace that we need in our lives. There's even a false peace that's mentioned over in 1 Thessalonians. And I think that's a big statement for the day that we live in. There's a lot of false peace in the world today. But now I'm talking about the peace that the Lord Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." This is a peace that's personal. It's a peace that's inward. It's a peace that only He can give to you and I, to those that believe in His name, to those that have been saved by grace. We can have a peace, and we can have an abundant peace in our life. And Jesus wants us to live a life with peace in our hearts and our lives, and to shed this peace abroad to people we come in contact with. There's ways that we can obtain more peace, I believe. If we, no doubt we have the Holy Ghost that comes to live and indwell within us. But listen, friend, if we'll get filled with the Holy Ghost, as we're commanded to be in the Word of God, there'll be an increase in peace in our hearts and in our lives. And no doubt if we study the Word, as He mentioned His words here, "If a man love me, he'll keep my words." I tell you, friend, what we need is the Word of God. Listen, we need it hidden in our hearts. And listen, we need to live this Word right here as much as we possibly can. We need to feed off the Word of God. And if you don't have peace like you ought to have in your heart and life tonight, start seeking a filling of the Holy Ghost. Get into the Word of God and get filled with the Word of God. And I guarantee you, the Lord Jesus Christ, as He's made His abode in your heart and in your life, He'll come to you. He'll manifest Himself to you, just like He said in this Word right here. And you'll have an inner peace that'll grow and grow. And that's something we need, isn't it? Well, we live in a day and time, friend, and this world's a mess. And let me tell you something, friend. In a day when nations are getting together and they're having peace accords and they're signing treaties and they're crying peace, 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 just like He mentions over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, they're all crying peace, but they're all going back and making bombs and preparing for war. Listen, friend, I'm telling you, I'm talking about a peace tonight. Though the world be shaken, though the countries be shaken, though everything be falling apart, I'm talking about a peace that passes understanding, as the Bible says. A peace that passes all understanding. A peace and a calm that you can have in your heart and life when your whole world is crumbling around you. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." That's the kind of peace we need, ain't it? But I'm afraid a lot of times we don't look for the peace that He wants to give us. I'm talking about the gift of His peace. His peace. Have you ever thought about it? Well, we live in troubled times. Anybody in here hadn't got any troubles? Jesus said, "In this life you shall have tribulations, troubles, trials." But He said, "Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." Well, if we could just get that in our heads, that He wants to give us that inward peace, that when the storms of life rages around us, friend, we can have peace with God through God. I don't know what you need tonight, but I know the Lord has laid this on my heart. You know something about a lost man? Everybody, I believe lost people even want to have peace. And you know what kind of peace they're going to get? Temporary. Temporary. A lost person can only find a peace for just a moment in things. Do you remember when you was lost? What turmoil was going on down inside you? I remember when I was lost, man, I was seeking peace. Peace somewhere, something to satisfy me, something to take the fear out of me. The fear of dying and going to hell, it plagued me, it haunted me, it wearied me day after day after day, realizing that I was just a heartbeat out of hell. I looked for peace in many, many different things, but I couldn't find it. Lost person is miserable. Oh, they may put a smile on their face, friend, but listen to me, it can come to pass. Oh, it can come to pass in a hurry. For a lost person. But the saved, a saved person can have peace in the midst of a great trial, in the midst of a great trouble, in the midst of even great sorrows. There can be peace that passes this world's understanding. Listen to me, friend. You look at the people that's pinned down in this Word of God right here. You find God's people have always faced troubles. Always, always. There's never been anybody that hadn't had troubles. And you're going to have troubles as you journey through this life. And I'm going to have troubles, friend, but what we need is that inward peace that Jesus wants to give. Have you got it tonight? Have you really, really got the fullness of His peace tonight? You can have it. I think about the Bible characters and the things that they went through. I look over in the book of Hebrews, and in the latter part of that chapter, there were those that were scourged. There were those that were sawn asunder. They were stoned. They were mocked. They were destitute, afflicted. They hid in caves and in the mountains and all the things that came about upon these people, but they stood true to the faith. And I believe with all my heart, they had the peace of God in their lives. We want everything to go well in our lives, and I want everything to go well in your life and in my life, but friend, it's not going to always be that way. But we can have peace through the storms of this life. I want to begin tonight in this message and talk about the seeking of peace. The seeking of peace. You know, we're living in the last days. If there's anybody in here that's studied a little bit of the Bible, You don't have to be a Bible scholar to study and realize that we're in the last days. And this Bible tells me that in the latter days would be perilous times. And you can study and see the characteristics of the things that's going on in the world today. And it don't take you long to realize that we're in trouble in this world today, friend. But listen to me, friend. For a child of God, the troubles are coming. The times are perilous, friend. But listen, friend, we better be looking up, for our redemption is drawing nigh today according to the Word of God. And we can have peace realizing that the Lord Jesus is soon to come. And I tell you, it don't rattle my nerves tonight to read the Bible and see that the Lord is soon to come. I'm glad I can stand up here before you and say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And it don't scare me one bit. Hey, listen, friend, Jesus is soon to come, and it brings a peace in my heart because I know that my Redeemer lives and He's soon coming after me. Oh, listen to me. And matter of fact, the worst things get in this old world just shows me that it's just getting a little bit closer, and heaven's just getting a little bit brighter, and Jesus is just getting a little bit closer. Ain't that wonderful for a child of God to have that kind of hope? The world has no hope today, friend. Oh, listen to me. Mr. Romney and Mr. Obama's going to be on TV, and maybe that's why y'all come to church tonight. To get away from that. They're going to debate, calling it a debate, things they've been studying and preparing for all week, and so they can come out and fool the folks that's listening. Let me tell you something, friend. They ain't got the answers to this thing. Can I go ahead and tell you, whichever one of them gets elected, they're going to let you down. You can back up several presidents and all the promises they make in their big campaigns. They don't ever fulfill nothing. The world is waxing worse and worse. And I hate to bust your bubble, but it is. Things is looking bad. These times are perilous, friend. But listen, for a child of God, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And our faith better be in this Word of God right here, because Jesus, hey, He give us this Word right here to live by. If you're just walking by sight, all you can see is the external things. But if you're walking by faith, you look on eternal things. Faith. Faith, the eternal things. Look around at the world, it's getting bad, but look up to heaven, it's perfect. And that's where we're headed. You believe that? You believe this Bible? Jesus is coming again. He told his disciples, he was trying to prepare his disciples right here for the cross. Jesus was just affixing to go to the cross and be crucified. He was trying to tell them, you know, don't be troubled. Don't be troubled. I'm going to come up out of that grave. I'm going to live again. He's alive today, and He's coming again for us. The seeking of peace in the times that we live in, friend, it's impossible to find worldly peace, but it is possible to find heavenly peace. The times and the trust that men are hunting something to trust in. They're hunting something that they can put their foot down on and trust in it. Oh, listen, the world is saying, well, you know, if you just get you a big 401k and get you a big bank account, boy, you'll be set. But Jesus warns mankind about the deceitfulness of riches. It's sinking sand. He said it'll take wings and fly away. I have that problem every week. Mine seems to get away in a hurry. The money, the material possessions, it's not in peace, it's not in material things, friend. What shall a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? He'd give it all. There's people in hell today that died wealthy, that died rich. They would have given everything now just to get out of that place. But they can't. People trusting in the wrong things. Seeking peace, but they're trusting in the wrong things. Even trusting in man. It's amazing to me how people look to a man. Now, it's election year, friend. And people just swallow it. Hook, sinker, line, everything. Believe in what a man will tell them. And it just don't work out. It just don't work out. But I tell you what works out, this book right here. It'll stand when the world's burnt to a cinder. The seeking of peace. Listen, the times and the trust of different things, but the trying of different things. We as individuals, I remember when I was lost, the different things I tried to find peace in. The alcohol that I was hooked on. You know, for just a little bit, I could take that, and for just a little bit, you know, it'd take my mind away from the troubles, and it'd take my mind away from the things that haunted me. But then reality come back. Folks today, friend, young people today are just flocking to alcohol. They're flocking to illegal drugs today, and they're ruining their lives. With the things of this world, friend, it's amazing to me how the world is headed into things just strictly a hunting peace. Not only illegal drugs, but legal drugs. Prescription drugs. You know what's a big problem in our country today? Big, big problem. It's legal drugs. Oh, listen to me, friend. The seeking of peace, You can look for it. Listen to me, lost person. You can search this world over. You can try everything that you can set your mind on and your hands on. And you'll never find peace until the Lord Jesus Christ comes to you and gives you life, and then He'll give you peace. That's the only peace that'll last. The seeking of peace. Then the securing of peace. We're talking about a peace of the soul, of the inward being of a man, woman, boy, or girl. It's desired. I want you to notice in Philippians, in the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4 and 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God," listen, "and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The peace of God that passes understanding. Friend, the folks of this world look at you and me, and they just don't understand. They can't figure out the peace that we can have in times of trouble, contentment, joy. They just don't, they cannot figure it out. And even Paul, as great a Bible man as he was, he said it passes all understanding. We can't figure it out. I can't explain the peace of God, but I've got it in my heart. I don't know how to describe it. I just know it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I ain't shook up about the things that's going on in this world today. I know who's in control. And I know who's giving me peace. You remember when the Lord saved you? How He lifted that load off of you? How He came in and to indwell you? The peace. I remember how miserable I was, and just a few words later, just a little prayer later, it all just disappeared. The burden was lifted. The sin was gone, and the peace rushed in to my soul. It's never left me. I thank God for that. It is desired, friend. Oh, the world would love to have this peace, but they don't want our Jesus. It is desired. It is divine. He says it's the peace of God. The peace of God. Not only is it divine, it's different. The Lord said, "My peace I give you, not as the world giveth." That lets me know, friend, that His peace is the one we need to be seeking after. I'm afraid a lot of times even we as Christians seek peace in the wrong places. You know, sometimes when we get all burdened down with the things of this world And we get it on our mind, we're going to go on vacation. We're going to get away from this junk. Anybody ever said that? We just need to get away a while? You know what you'll find up yonder in the mountains? Down yonder on the beach? You don't leave your troubles behind. They follow you over there. But Jesus said, "I want to give you peace in the midst of your troubles." It's different. It's a different kind of peace. And He wants to give it to you. It's donated. You know, it's a peace that you can't buy. It's a peace that you don't work for. You don't earn it. He said, "My peace I give unto you." You want it? It's free. You got troubles tonight? Are you troubled? Are you troubled? Jesus wants to help you. He wants to give you peace. You remember when he was on that ship asleep and the storm came up and his very disciples thought they were about to perish? And he came out and he stood on that ship and he said, "Peace, be still." It was calm. He said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" He's the peace giver. It's donated. The lost man in this world, he longs for peace. He seeks after peace, friend. He hopes someday he'll find peace, but he never will. Never will. You can put off Christ, and you can go searching for peace somewhere else, but you'll never, never, never find peace till you find Him as Lord of your life. Then He'll give you that peace. Not only is it desired and it's divine, it's different. It's donated to us, but it's demonstrated in us. Peace. You remember the Hebrew boys when they were about to be cast into the fire? They wasn't screaming and hollering. They didn't resist. They threw them in the fire there, and guess who was in the fire with them? The peace giver was in there with them. He brought them to it, and He brought them through it. And that ought to be our attitude in life, friend. When troubles comes our way, we got to realize, friend, the peace of God that passes all understanding can be ours, and we can demonstrate it to those around us that are watching us. What a testimony. What an opportunity we have to be a testimony to a lost and a dying world. Listen, there's no need for us to break down under stress. The things that compass us in this life, friend. The Hebrew boys, what about Daniel when he was thrown to the lion's den? I don't see where Daniel resisted. Not at all. But he said, when he spoke the next day, he said, "The angel of the Lord came and shut the lion's mouths." He had peace. He had somebody with him in the lion's den. Stephen, when they were stoning Stephen, and he looked up and he said, "I see Jesus." You notice when Christians get in distress, who's close by them? You remember Paul in Acts chapter 27 when he said it seemed like all hope was taken away that we should be saved, but the angel of the Lord stood by him that night and spoke a word to him of comfort and peace. He wants to do the same for you and me. In these perilous and troubled times that we live, we need that peace. He wants to give us that peace. Not only the seeking of peace, the securing of peace, but lastly this, the source of our peace came through one man. The God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we had a great problem. We as Gentiles did. Over in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says that we were walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We had a problem. Big, big problem. We had a great problem. But then over in verse number 13, he says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Look at this. "For He is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall or partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace." We had a big problem, and Christ stepped in. He made the sacrifice to reconcile us to God. that we could live in this life and have peace in our hearts and have peace in our minds, realizing, friend, that when this life is over, and it will be over for every one of us one of these days, that we can live in peace and we can have joy unspeakable and full of glory, realizing, friend, that this life, friend, is going to end and we're going to head to heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We had a great problem, but we had a great provision. Jesus and His blood. In the book of Romans, chapter number 5, the Bible says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." Verse 1, he says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Peace with God. By the blood. By accepting what He's done. We're no longer enemies of God. We're sons of God. We had a great provision for the great problem that we had. We have a great peacemaker. Isaiah prophesied thousands of years ago. He said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." There'll be peace in this old world someday. It'll be when the Prince of Peace comes back, puts down all the opposition. But I'm glad that this Prince of Peace came to me one day when my life was in a big, big mess. Big, big mess. Just a heartbeat out of the pits of hell. This peacemaker came to me and he reached down to where I was at, friend, and he reached up to where God was at, and he brought me together with Him through His blood. The source of our peace. Isn't it wonderful to be able to lay your head down at night, not worry about dying and going to hell? I remember how tormented I was when I was lost. Tormented by the thoughts of realizing that I was just a heartbeat out of a devil's hell. A place that I'd never be able to get out of. Tormented. But He loved me enough to die for me, to give me a chance at life. And I bless Him. In Colossians chapter 1, the Bible says this: "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." Then in verse 20 he says, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated," listen, "alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in His sight." Ain't that something? As wicked as we are, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we were aliens. We were strangers, friend, but through His blood, He's reconciled us to God, and we'll be able to stand before God one day, unblameable and holy. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Anybody ever tell you you're wicked? Anybody ever tell you you don't deserve heaven? You don't deserve heaven. You didn't merit grace. I didn't merit grace. That's why it's amazing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. What peace He wants to give. The gift of His peace. In John 14, 27, we see the gift of His peace. In John 15, we see the promise of His love. John 15, 11, we see the fullness of His joy. John 14 and 3, that great verse where He's promised to come again, take us to where He is. The world can't keep us here. The world can't hold us. The grave can't hold us. And the devil can't have us. Have you got that peace? Have you got that peace in your heart? Brother Tim, would you come with a song tonight? I don't know what you need tonight. I know there's times in my life when I need some extra peace. When troubles come my way, I want the Lord to give me peace. I want Him to stand close by. Speak to me. I want Him to draw nigh in times of trouble. And He will. He'll do that. Stand with us. What do you need tonight? Have you ever been saved? Do you have that inward peace of salvation? If the Lord were to come tonight, do you know that you know that you've been saved, that you've been born again, that you have that peace, that you know you'd meet Him in the air if He come? You really got that inward peace? Do you really have that inward peace? Are you going to take your chances on dying and going to hell? It ain't worth it, friend. It ain't worth it. Altar's open. What do you need tonight?